This is the Mile High Five podcast with Carl Jensen and Doug Cunnington. We have authentic conversations about the journey to Phi, health, happiness, and some very odd tangents. We interview Phi experts, side hustlers, people on their way to Phi, and those who have reached the other side. Join us every week, and if you want the show notes and links and all that other stuff, head over to milehighfi.com.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Mile High Five podcast. I am Carl Jensen with my co-host.
I'm Doug Cunnington.
Doug, what is going on?
Not too much, man. We haven't recorded together in about 5 minutes. We just recorded one. But before that, it's been a few weeks. We've seen each other socially at the gym and whatnot. But I was like, hey, we're due for another sort of random topic episode. We're going to go through a few things, including the book. I'm going to talk about Google a little bit. And we're going to give a little fitness update, plus what we're up to over the summer. So we're just kind of knocking stuff out. I know you recently went out of town on a sort of solo writing retreat. Yeah, you were with other people, but like you were working on the book. So how's it going?
Yeah, that's true. So I had this thought. I went through the Hoffman process. We haven't talked about that, but after I came back from that, I'm like, why haven't I finished this book yet? Maybe I'm not using my time effectively. And it was a lot easier to think about that kind of stuff after Hoffman because you're without a phone for the entire week. And I thought it was a bit of a digital reset. So now I can be more focused and I can get the thing done super fast because I'm more focused. And then I didn't. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong? What's going on here? I'm like, so what I came to is there's so many things going on. We're still trying to wrap up this house, kids' activities, Mindy working from home, our new podcast, and I am using my time effectively. I just don't have it. So what I have to do
Hold on,
is,
you don't have what?
I don't have enough time. There's just not enough hours in the day. Like I probably have 10 or 15 hours, maybe 20 hours to myself, and working out is a priority. I'm not going to give that up. Like the kids come home and it's math time. We're running around for tutoring, music lessons. And it's just like today I'm going to lunch with my kid after I leave from here. So it's just constant interruption and chaos. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that I don't have time, which is painful. I think for some of these things I should not have. Even this podcast, I probably shouldn't have agreed to do it till I was through some of this other stuff, and we definitely should not have bought that rental house. That was a mistake. But it's there now, and there's nothing we can do about it. So
we're getting deep. We'll come back to it, because we actually have like a short timeline for today. We're doing a favor for everyone, including you, because you don't have enough time. But also, sometimes our episodes go long. But I was going to say, as you know, we all have 24 hours a day. So it's really just like, there's so much stuff you want to do. And that's why I think that's why it's hard.
And sometimes much stuff you have to do.
Yeah, yeah. You have to do it. And then there's stuff that you want to do, which are good things to do, but we don't have enough time to do everything. So it's like, you have to stop doing good stuff. Not the podcast, by the way. No, I'm not talking about this podcast. But you have to stop doing good stuff so you could do like the great stuff or the shit you have to do.
Yeah. This could be a whole other conversation. You have to learn to say no to people. And like for our tours at the co-working space, now I try to get as many people on a tour as possible. Like let's get three or four people on a tour, which usually happens about once a week, instead of running down there three or four times to give separate tours for people.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. So book. You did some stuff. Hoffman process. You were like, I got to work on the book. So you worked on it.
Yes.
Where are we at?
It's not done, but it is very, very, very close. Every time I get back to it, I feel like I have to reread and go over all my other stuff. So I did do that. There's one chapter I'm kind of struggling with at the moment. But yeah, the book will probably come out. It will come out in 2025. I see ourselves getting together maybe in the fall because we both have busy summers and shit, my kids are out of school next week. Wrapping it up in the fall of 2025, or geez, hopefully that wasn't a Freudian
2027.
Slip. Wrapping it up in the fall of 2024, we will put all our chapters together, give it a read through, and then I get this sucker out the door. I think it'll be good. I think my parts will be even better because I think I have a lot of imposter syndrome regarding it, but I think it'll make for a lot better book I've probably rewritten everything I've done at least like 10 or 20 times so far.
I think it'll be, yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I have the same imposter syndrome feeling, and I haven't looked at it in, I don't know. I mean, I reread a couple parts a couple weeks ago, but before that, it's been like 6+ months since I've looked at it. So I'm completely disconnected from it. I could rewrite, I should probably like rewrite all the shit that I did just to have a, you know, a better iteration, but we'll come around to it. And it will be coming out. And we're thinking 2025 is what you're thinking.
Yeah. So here's the plan. In the fall, we have mutual friends up in Salida who are kind enough to let us use their place. And you've never actually spent time there, but it's so great. It's my favorite town in Colorado. So we should go up there, have another working session, maybe August, September, right around then, and get it done.
All right. Yeah, we'll put it on the schedule.
Yes.
Next topic is Google search. So my other in air quote job, my other channel is generally around SEO. So search engine optimization, affiliate marketing and such. So I've been like deeply entrenched with Google search for about a decade. And have you noticed Google search getting worse or more AI stuff or more ads? Have you noticed anything like that?
It's interesting you say this. There was some piece of information I was looking for, and I can't remember the exact story, so I'm not going to do this justice, but I knew it was out there, and I was surprised that Google didn't find it or knew. Yeah, I'll just leave that at that. But okay. On the other hand, sometimes there's stuff I'm looking for on Amazon, and I can't find it with Amazon searches, and I'll go to Google, and Google does a better job at finding Amazon stuff than Amazon does. So I don't know. This is such a hard question. I don't think I use it enough to judge, but it surprises me that people would think it's getting worse. And I'm kind of curious to dig in on that a little bit, because the very nature of Google is it's huge. And the more people that search, it's like a flywheel effect, right? The better it should become because they know what people are looking for and they've got all this data. So I'm curious. I'll stop there and hear what you have to say about this.
It's a much longer conversation, and if people want to know more, I'll link up to a couple spots on my other YouTube channel, plus other people that are in the industry. But basically, Google, like a corporation, is chasing money, right? Like they have to deliver to the shareholders. So they're changing. And search, by most accounts, is worse than it used to be. And this week, at the time we're recording this in mid-May, they're going to be rolling out their SGE, which is Search Generative SGE Experience. And basically, Google has all this data, right? They've been crawling the web for 20-plus years, right? So AI came out, and a bunch of marketers like myself like used AI. They kind of published a bunch of content. There's a lot of spam out there. Marketers have been doing stuff since before the internet where they kind of like saturated the whole system with too much stuff. So anyway, Google has been reacting to this, and they've had a hard time. So basically, there's a bunch of creators that have blogs, and now their blogs are not ranking in Google anymore. And Google is ranking like bigger websites. So maybe you search for a review, there's a humidifier behind us. You search for like best humidifier, and maybe like a small website, like maybe one I would own in the past, would pop up. There's some reviews, maybe I test some out. And there's other bad websites. But now you may find a review for a humidifier on Forbes, right? What does Forbes know about humidifiers? They're like a finance company, right? Or like a finance news outlet, right?
Yep.
So all these big websites are seeing there's a lot of money in affiliate marketing. They know they can rank. So they're publishing all this content, and they're sort of taking over. So I listened to this podcast called Omnibus. It's with Ken Jennings and John Roderick. Ken Jennings, you may remember, he was that Jeopardy champion. I think he's a host now. Was never a big Jeopardy champion or a Jeopardy fan. Do you know this guy?
Yes, I do.
So in the middle of one of his shows, he mentioned AI broke Google search, which I'm actually going to create a video on it because it's like in pop culture now. People are like, I can't find what I'm looking for. Our neighbors up the street who are, you know, they're 60 to 70 years old. They're like, I was searching for something. I found it before in Google search. I can't find it now. Now there's all these Reddit results or ads. So big topic, but I was going to say that I've switched to using Safari. I'm using DuckDuckGo. It's not going to make, I'm not going to change Google, right? But it's the little thing that I can do. And the search results are fine. Like I could find what I need to, but I don't have to have all the ads and all the bullshit that Google puts at the top. So listeners out there, if you find that Google is not delivering what you need, use DuckDuckGo, use Bing, use something else. But I would say I'm out with Google. Like I'm not using that search anymore.
Wow. So do you find DuckDuckGo as effective as Google?
It has been so far.
Wow. That's crazy. I wonder if Google, though, will improve. Like for a while, I remember even hearing Elon Musk say this, like the best AI company in the world is Google. This is like probably 3 years ago that he said this. And now it kind of seems like they're playing catch up, right?
I think they probably still have really good AI, but search and making money, like there's different priorities in the big company. And again, a much bigger topic, but generally like search and having the best search possible doesn't necessarily mean it's the most profitable. So they can earn more, even if search is inferior, but they have more ads on there, they can earn more money. Right. So there's two different things going on, and there's a whole counterculture of SEO and marketers, and the one of the videos I'll link to. So Google Ads, and I'll wrap it up here, but Google featured these bloggers. They were like, hey, they are doing a great job. They are earning money. They're providing jobs, blah, blah, blah. A lot of these sites no longer rank in Google. So Google itself, a different department, said, you guys are doing an awesome job. And they featured them. They took pictures and blah, blah, blah. And then a lot of these sites no longer rank. Some of them do, but a lot of them got hit.
Interesting. For the heck of it, I'm just Googling a couple things right now. Like I'm putting in financial independence bloggers in incognito mode. So it doesn't affect my search results. And oh man, maybe it does suck because I actually come up in there.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. So you're saying they could do better, but maybe the marketing, the money has gotten the best of them. Because it seems like I'll back up a second. The thing I always appreciated about Google was they always said it was their mission to provide people the best information. And that was it. And then ads were like a side part of that. So it makes me a little sad if they've sold out and they're just going at it for money now. Like theoretically, if they're the best AI company in the world, they should be able to apply that AI to search algorithms and get even better results, right?
I could send you, there's this great article, and essentially there were people in charge of search that cared. And then they got booted. So some documents, some internal emails came out with the lawsuits and the antitrust stuff. So anyway, yeah. It goes very deep, people. But anyway, use DuckDuckGo. It's good enough. Use Safari. Like, fuck Chrome. Don't use that stuff, man. All right.
Okay.
Next, mini fitness update. So where you at with this, Carl?
Yeah, this is pretty good. I know weight is just one indicator, but I'm at my lowest weight of the year. I started off very bad on a cruise. And I'm probably about 15 pounds less than that right now. I've been going to the gym religiously, Doug. So this is probably the biggest thing I've changed in my life this year. I used to always give that up if I had some shit to do on the house. I would say, you know what? I'm not going to go to the gym. And then 2 weeks later, I haven't been to the gym in 2 weeks. But now, no matter what, I have to be at the gym. So I am there religiously. So that's been super good. And even when I go on trips, like I'll search ahead of time to try to find if it's one of my weight days, I'll try to find one of those outdoor fitness courses where you can do pull-ups and push-ups and do all that stuff outside, and or find a hotel with a really good gym. Like sometimes I feel like The gyms aren't that great. They'll have a little rack of dumbbells and like three treadmills, and that's it. I try to find one with a pull-up bar or a thing to do lat pull downs. So it is probably my number one thing that I make sure doesn't get omitted from my life right now. So it's good. I think I did 12 pull-ups at the gym. Like every couple of weeks, I'll try to max out on that, and felt really good. I'm trying to do more than my weight on the lat pull-down machine, which is pretty, I've never done that before in my life.
Nice.
So yeah, it's good. Fighting with all the senior citizens in the morning at the gym.
Elizabeth just got back. She was like, it was so packed in there. It was like, you went too early, right? She was like, it was just so crowded.
It's hard. So many annoying people. I think I told you the story about the one guy just sitting on the machine looking at his phone. I'm like, hey, do you mind if I, and I hate doing this. I really hate doing this, but there's signs all over the gym that said, let others work in. Do not sit on the machines. So I'm like, hey, do you mind if I work in with you? It's time for my set. He's like, I'm just about done. Just let me finish this up. And he sat there for like another 2 minutes before he did his set on his fucking phone. Like, get off the thing, clown. Like, ah. That annoys me. I don't know.
You have to crop dust them next time. You know what I'm saying?
That's, I'm going to take one of my erythritol protein bars, which make me fart like the world's coming to an end. That is a great idea, Doug. What is going on with your fitness? I noticed when I came in, you look good. You've got a shirt on. It looks like, yeah, you've got some muscles. Doug just flexed for YouTube people, and he's not wearing a shirt or pants for that matter, which is kind of awkward. He's only done that 3 times before. No, just kidding. He's fully clothed. But what's going on with your fitness?
We went on a trip to Ohio and I ate like an asshole. I think I told you we're eating at Wendy's all the time. There was a day that I got desserts. We went to a chocolate shop. And I mean, I put on a few pounds of just ugly weight, you know, not the stuff you want. When I got back, I cleaned up and I think I spun it around. So I think I'm at my highest weight of the year right now, probably like 163-ish, 165 or so. And so I think I got back from Ohio and all that, cut some, lifted more, and I've been eating even more protein. So I feel awesome. I need to cut a little bit, but overall, I think I'm in a good spot. And I was shocked because I was a little soft around the edges when I got back from the trip. But I was able to turn it around pretty quickly. So I still, unfortunately, my goal was, I don't care about my weight, but I wanted to get down to like 11, 12% body fat. I'm pretty much at the same spot that I was before. So I am struggling with like actually cutting my calories on a longer term basis. I may try to do like a cut, mini bulk, like 3 weeks of bulking, like 1 week of cutting or something like that, just so I don't go on too long of a period where I'm like cutting my calories, because I feel great and maybe the body fat percentage doesn't matter, but I'm stronger. I'm stronger than I was.
Nice.
So, and shout out, I think we gave a shout out to Brad at Choose FI, because I think he shared some tips with you on how he was working out. And for me, he told me about this Monster energy drink with no sugar, and I'm hooked on this stuff now. I have unfortunately 2 per day. Brad, if you're listening to this, it's your fault, but I got the variety of flavors. You ever get these?
No, I've never had a Monster drink. Is it loaded with caffeine or what's in that sucker?
Yeah, so there's the writing's really small, so neither of us can actually read it, but there's some caffeine. It's about the same, a little bit more than a cup of coffee. So it's 140 milligrams, which is within my, I probably shouldn't have 2 a day, but it's within my threshold where I feel okay. But there's no sugar. I think it's only 10 calories, but I'll give you a can. This is clearly a green flavor, Ultra Paradise. I don't even know what flavor it is. It's like an indescript kind of fruit or something.
So. Nice. Okay. Can you buy those like in a case at Costco? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Costco and Sam's, and Sam's tends to have the variety pack, but I'll send you home with one or two flavors.
And they are carbonated, right?
Yeah. Carbonated.
Okay, cool. I'm eager to give that a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and next up we have summer plans. So what do you got going on?
Yeah. So at the end of the month, we leave on a road trip. We're going to drive out to Seattle. We're going to go through your old stomping grounds of Bozeman and then Missoula. We're going to stop off in Spokane, see some people, end up in Seattle for a couple days. After that, we go on a cruise for 7 days up to Alaska with my family. We're going to drive down the coast of Oregon after that. Shout out to Astoria and the Goonies. I'm old. I'm dating myself there. You've seen the Goonies, right?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Astoria. I should make my kids watch that before we go. We're going to go through a town called Newport, through Bend, which is super awesome, and then drive back. So it'll be an epic trip. I'm going to see our mutual friend Allison on the way back in her stomping grounds of Wyoming. We're also both going to attend Camp Phi in the first week one, which is right after July 4th, I think. I'm going to give a talk on AI and how I think it's going to affect investing. Maybe I should consult you for this about after all this ChatGPT and Google talk. And then I've got a road trip to the Midwest in July. We're going to go to Indiana. I'm going to go up north to see Physician on Fire, who's been on the podcast before, at his new house, and then drive back through Wisconsin and back to Colorado land. How about you, Doug? What do you have going on this summer?
A little quieter than that. So it sounds amazing what you're doing. I wish I could go along, but we are sticking around here. However, my sisters and their families are coming out both at the same time. We've been trying to do this a little bit more, and it'll be pretty amazing. We got a rental, an Airbnb out in Fraser, which is, I think it's like south of Granby, like north of Frisco-ish. So out in the mountains for a few days. And one cool thing, one of the, you know, air quote dreams that I guess we're doing it now. I wanted to like pay for a vacation for the family, which you've done a couple times. I've seen you do this. And we're not paying for their whole vacation because there's a lot of people to fly out here. So they got to handle that on their own. But we were like, oh, we'll just cover the Airbnb out there for a few days. So it's something. I mean, it's not super cheap or super expensive, but it's enough for how many people do we have? We have like 12, 16 people. There's a lot of people, right? So that's pretty cool that we're going to be able to, you know, help everybody out with that. And it'll be our little treat.
Yeah, super cool. And you get along with them all? You're okay being under the same roof for however many days?
Yeah, yeah. We cook a lot of food and it'll be a little... You know, we'll have to watch Georgie pretty closely. There's some younger kids and border collies and young children typically don't mix very well. Specifically Georgie, you know, she's a little unbalanced. But we're looking forward to just hanging out, being sort of like out of our normal environment here and out in the mountains. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you get along with your family. I can think of some elements of my family where if we did that, it would start out nice for like the first day, maybe the first hour or two. And then by the end of the week, we'd all be, it'd be like a Lord of the Flies situation. We're running around and half the people are dead. And yeah, we've reverted to savagery and whatever.
Well, and before we wrap it up here, we got to thank our sponsor, Ghostbed, out there. And Carl and I both got the 3-inch mattress topper massager, which is pretty cool. And it has several massage settings, a meditation, there's a heating thing. What do you think of it so far?
Yeah, I have not yet tried it, so I think it will be great, but I'll try it soon and give it a good review. One thing we are going to do is we have the classic mattress, and Mindy's had some hip pain, so we are going to try sleeping on that for a couple nights to see if that helps out at all.
Well, with the hip pain, I know the massager does have the topper has a massage thing, and I think it will help stretch that out depending on, you know, what the hip pain is.
Really? Okay.
So pretty cool. Y'all should check it out. Of course, Ghostbed has mattresses, like you mentioned. They have bed frames. They have the bedding, like cool sheets, and they are known for their cooling technology, and we're both hot sleepers, so we appreciate that sort of thing. They got pillows and a few other accessories as well. So you can go to ghostbed.com/milehighfi to save 50%.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing you could do, probably the greatest single thing you can do for your life is to get good sleep. So I neglected this for so long. If you have a mattress that isn't serving you, that you're not sleeping well, people are like, oh, I don't want to spend what X amount on a mattress. Like, dude, you're shortening your life and you're cranky and all these other negative things. Sleep is that important. Don't mess around with it. It's priceless.
A lot of those happiness studies, basically, if you got a good night's sleep the day before, like you're probably going to have a pretty good day. If you got a bad night's sleep, you're like, everything sucks. Like you're irritable and just you're not as smart.
Yeah. And those are just, I completely agree with that. And that's just the short-term stuff. You're doing all kinds of things. Like people think Alzheimer's and dementia might be caused by long-term lack of sleep. Yeah. There's no single more important thing you can do for your life than to get good sleep.
And with GhostBed, you have a 101-night at-home sleep trial. So you can test it out. And if it doesn't work for you, then you can get one of their other varieties that might work really well. And they have a very clear website to help you go through like the questions that you may need to consider to help you pick the mattress, because they have several different like firmnesses and different options that you can review. So,
yeah. What is it? GhostBed.com/MileHiFi.
Coupon code MileHiFi.
Correct.
Perfect. So thanks a lot to GhostBed. And Carl, I don't know when we're going to record next. I think it'll be before you go on your trip.
Yeah. I'm actually going to a wedding on Friday in Richmond. I might see Brad. Hey, Brad. True's fi. But yeah, next week, we got to get some more shows done or else we're going to be in a hard place.
Yeah, that's right. All right. We'll catch y'all on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the show. That was the Mile High Five podcast, and I'm Doug Cunnington, the Balder host, and Carl Jensen is the cool, sexy one. If you dig the show, please do three things for us. Number one, tell a friend, a family member, an enemy about the show. We really don't care who you tell. Maybe forward them a specific show that you know that they will like. It's the single most helpful thing that you can do to spread the word. It's like giving us a virtual high five, and actually we don't give high fives in person, so the virtual kind's pretty good. And more importantly, your friend or family member or even your enemy will appreciate the fact that you were thinking of them. Number two, make sure you're following or subscribed on your podcast app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, YouTube, whatever you're using, and that way you won't miss a show. And number three, please leave us a rating and review. We read them on the show occasionally, and you might hear yours out there on an upcoming episode. Quick disclaimer, this show is not financial or legal advice. I'd actually be surprised if it sounded like it. It's really just for entertainment, and that's at least what we're hoping for. But seriously, get advice from professionals. Carl and I are just two guys with microphones that sit in my basement and talk. So we'll catch y'all next week. Carl, so a couple people asked, I thought they were joking, but they were like, oh, is Carl still working on a house or something like that? And I was like, oh, I thought he was done because he finished the bathroom or something. But are you still working on some stuff?
Yeah, there was some unintended jobs that I had to finish up. And well, it's like half and half. The unintended job was the fence blew over. We had a huge windstorm and I had this old crappy fence and I knew I still had this project coming. But then the wind blew half of our fence into the neighbor's yard. So that became, that moved up the priority list from doing it in 2025 to doing it right now.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was out of town when that big storm came through, but it was like a very serious windstorm, right?
Either that or our fence is just really, really crappy. It's probably a combination of both.
Gotcha. So you got the fence, things always pop up, but otherwise you're done with the house, right?
Pretty much. There's a lot of little random things. The one thing that, so we've bought, I think this is house number 8 or 7, depending on how you look at it, but we've moved all these times and we worked a lot on the house and didn't pay attention to other parts of our life, like unpacking boxes. We still have boxes that have moved like 4 times that we haven't even opened. So we decided to take a step back and try to declutter and get a little bit better organized. Like I can't stand it when I can't find my damn tools or anything else I'm looking for. And it's because I've been going full on towards these stupid remodels and not paying attention to being organized and being a little bit more, yeah, just organized and being uncluttered. So we've gone through our shed and done some other things. We still got to do the garage. We're also having some people staying at our house. We want to have it a nice environment for them over the summer.
Should put them to work. Sounds like there's some stuff to do.
Yeah, maybe. That's not a bad idea.
That's good. It sounds like once you get it under control, then you'll be in a good spot.
Yeah, I will be. I'm really looking forward to being done with it. I'm ready to be finished with this part of my life. God, we bought this house in 2019 and it is still going right now. And I am so ready for it to be done. And just to be clear, we've hired when we could. Like I had three people I hired to help me with the fence, but there were some things I needed to come back and wrap up.
You're just saying that for Ramit, because I know he listens to the show and I know he talked to y'all about it. And you're just saying that for his benefit, right?
No, no. We had Eric over there, John, Travis, a bunch of people helping me out. And I put all my old fence parts on Craigslist and people came and took that away too, which was nice.
Were all those guys chasing you around with a paintbrush and getting it all over your jacket?
They were. We had a paintball fight in the middle of it and throwing paint like a food fight.
I'm just giving you a hard time. We've been trying to, you know, that's the thing with a house. There's always fucking shit to do, you know, but it's part of it. It's part of the joy of home ownership.
It's gotten to the point, what's really frustrating, Doug, is we started this project in 2019 and now some of the things like I started doing have already broken like 5 years down the road. I'm like, shit, can I just finish all the original stuff before the stuff I already did starts failing? Like, come on.
And what can you do? I mean, do you view how you're deciding on what projects to do? Are you getting to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to fucking do that. Because like, you know, it's not going to end.
I'm not going to do it ever, or I guess I don't understand the question.
Oh, where you're like, oh, you know what? We should work on that thing. And then are you getting to the point where you're like, I'm actually not even going to start that because I need to finish this other stuff?
Yeah. There are no new projects. I want to make the inside of the house look nice so our kids can't complain. Like their rooms don't have doorknobs, so I want to put those on, put the trim on. We've got some stair treads to put on that we'll do in the next month or maybe after summer. And then there still will be other things to do.
Like currently, there's no doorknobs on the doors?
No, there haven't been in like 6 months. They can still shut the doors and they've got like a towel in there for privacy, but it's a pain because I got to route the doors out and do some other stuff. And then we lost all the doorknobs in the middle of the chaos. So okay. I got to get more now.
That sounds like a good spot to end it. But so probably a couple more weeks and then you'll be all set, I think.
Yeah, it'll be great.